Chazar zeichen nicht bei Chazar Shagam, wenn wir hüten, mit Megillah Daf Chav Zayin. Mishu said, Ava Machu Torah la Yikhu Svarim, Chulu. Could a Sefek Nomar, may a Sefer Torah be sold to buy a new Sefer Torah? Maybe it's Asher because it's not a higher level of Kedusha. Maybe it's Mutter because the Sefer Torah is the highest level of Kedusha we have. Our Mishu says, if someone sells a Sefer Torah, he may not buy Svarim. This suggests that another Torah could be, but with the proceeds, Sefek Nomar, our Mishu says, maybe our Mishu is discussing a case where the Torah was already sold. We're asking, L'chat Chila, are you allowed to go ahead and sell a Torah for this purpose? Sefek Nomar, we can try to bring an answer maybe from a Braisa. The Braisa says, we may use the wrappings of a Chumash for a Torah and the wrappings of a Vim Ksuvim for a Chumash, but not the reverse. The fact that we can use the wrappings of a Chumash for a Torah suggests that we could not use the wrappings of one Sefer Torah for another Sefer Torah. This seems to say that we similarly couldn't sell one Sefer Torah to purchase another. Mara says, the Braisa also says that the wrappings of a Sefer Torah may not be used to wrap a Chumash. This suggests that the wrappings of one Sefer Torah could be used to wrap another Sefer Torah. Obviously, we can't bring a proof from the Braisa because the inferences can be made both ways. Maybe we can bring a proof from a Braisa that says that we may place one Sefer Torah on top of another, although one may not place another Sefer on top of a Sefer Torah. This would suggest that we can similarly replace one Sefer Torah with another Sefer Torah. The Gemara says, no, maybe we can't bring a proof from the concept of placing one on top of the other, because there is no alternative that can be done in that case. If we weren't allowed to do so, we wouldn't be allowed to even roll a Sefer Torah, because when it's rolled, part of it goes on top of what's rolled underneath it. The verse says, maybe we can bring a proof from Rabbi Rachana, name Rabbi Yechon, name Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who said that one may not sell an old Sefer Torah to purchase a new one. Or it says that may have been said for the fear that negligence will prevent the new one from being purchased. Our question is whether the new one is present and ready for purchase, can you sell the old one for a new one? Okay, maybe we can bring a proof from Rabbi Yechon and the name of Rabbi Meir, who said that one may only sell a Sefer Torah if his money is needed to marry or to allow him to learn. So if a Torah can be sold to allow learning of Torah, surely it can be sold to purchase a new Sefer Torah. Mar said maybe that learning is greater than purchasing a new Torah, because learning leads to proper performance of the mitzvah. Also, marrying may be greater because the Pasuk teaches Hashem wants everyone to be married. However, it may be that selling one Torah to allow purchase of another is also. A Braisa says one should not sell a Sefer Torah even if it's not needed. Rav Shimon Gamliel added, if one sold a Sefer Torah or his daughter because he had no money for food, he will not see bracha from that money. Rava said the extra money only has restrictions when it's left over from the sale proceeds. However, if there's leftover money from a fundraising effort, the money could be used for any purpose. Abaye asked, the Braisa says the proceeds must be used to purchase items of greater Kedusha only if a Tanai wasn't made. If a Tanai was made, the money may be used even for Duchsusya. Now, this can't be discussing the proceeds of a sale, because in that case, a stipulation won't help. It must be discussing a fundraising effort, and we see that it only can be used for other items when there was a Tanai. Versus the Braisa is referring to a sale, and it's teaching that if a Tanai was made by the 7 city trustees in the presence of the people of the city, even the proceeds of a sale may be used for chulin dika purposes. Abai asked one of the Rabbanon, have you ever heard from Hashesh what the word duchsusya means? The answer, Hashesh said it, it's the person who was hired to travel by horseback and deliver messages to the government when necessary. Abai said, whenever you don't know what a word means, always ask one who learns by the Rabbanon, because they surely have heard the meaning from the great people that they learn from. Riechan and Rabbi Meir said, if a group of visitors are in a city when the entire city is levied with an obligatory tzedakah obligation, the visitors should give money as well, but when they leave, they can get the money refunded and use it to support the poor people of their own cities. Abraisa says this as well, and adds that if the visitor was an individual, he should leave the money in the city that he's visiting. Rav Chana bar Chani Loya and the people of his city went to Rav Huna's city and participated in the tzedakah collection. When they were leaving, they asked for the refund, like we just learned. Rav Huna told them, the money is only returned when there is no Talmud Chacham in the visited city who is in charge. In addition, Rav Huna would give money for the poor of Rav Chana's city as well. Therefore, he said the money is not going to be refunded in this case. Zakta Mishnah Rameh says a public shul may not be sold to a private individual for private use, because that's considered to be a downgrade of Kedusha. Chacham say, if that's true, one would also not be allowed to sell a shul from a large city to a smaller city. Zakhtimar Rav Meir would respond that the shul of a large city and small city have the same kedusha and would therefore be allowed. The shul of a private individual who has virtually no kedusha, and that's why it wouldn't be allowed. The Rabbanan say, the Pasuk says, Barayvim Hadus Melech, which that teaches that the kedusha of a small city is less than a larger city, and therefore the same concern should apply to that situation. Zok the Mishnah, Rameh says, a Beis HaKnesses may only be sold with the stipulation that the transaction may be reversed if the sellers so desire. The Chum say it may be sold permanently as long as it's not sold to be used as a bathhouse, a tannery, a mikvah, or a laundry. Rav Yehuda says it may be sold as a yard, and the buyer may then use it for whatever he wants. Zok the Fekhti Gemara, according to Rameh, if the money is later returned and the shul is given back, the use of the shul in the interim would be like interest on a loan, so how could it be done? Rav Yechanan said that Rameh follows the sheet of Rav Yehuda, who says that when a transaction may lead to multiple outcomes, only of one of which would create a problem of ribbis, it's not considered to be a ribbis problem. The Mishnah said, "Acham ma'irim ma'ichen aisay mimkar oylam v'chulu." Rabbi Yehuda named Shmuel said a person may urinate within 4 amos of a place of tefillah. Rabbi Yosef asked, "It seems already to be easily learned out from our Mishnah, where the Rabbanon only place restrictions on an actual shul, but would agree that there's no restrictions for a place of tefillah that's not a formal shul. If so, what's Rabbi Yehuda teaching here?" Mar says the Braisa was taught before of Nachman that one should move 4 amas away from where he's davening before urinating, and should also one who has urinated should move away 4 amas before davening. Rav Nachman has a second requirement, makes sense. It's taught in the Mishnah. However, simply davening in a place gives that place kedusha, which would be why you have to move away from there before urinating. Then every street in Ardo should be kedush. Therefore, the Braisa must mean to say that one should wait the time it takes to walk 4 amas before urinating. Fidekimar, waiting to daven after urinating makes sense because we want to wait some time to make sure all the urine has exited the body. However, why would one have to wait after having davened? Rav Ashi explained, for that amount of time after davening, one is still thinking about the tefillah, and therefore he should wait that amount of time before he urinates. Mar says, the Talmidim asked Rav Zakkai why he married a long life. He told him, I've never urinated within 4 amas of where I davened. I never called a friend by a nickname. I never missed making kiddush on wine. In fact, my mother was very old. She once sold one of her head coverings so that I can have wine for Shabbos. The Braisa says, when she died, she left him an inheritance of 300 barrels of wine. When he died, he left his children an inheritance of 3,000 barrels of wine. Rav Huna once came to Rav while wearing a belt made of grass. Rav said to him, where's your regular belt? Rav Huna explained that he used it as collateral so that he can borrow money to buy wine for kiddush. Rav gave him a bracha that he should be totally covered in silk. When Rav Huna married off his son Rabba, he fell asleep on a bed and his daughters and daughters-in-law came and covered him with their silk garments, thus fulfilling Rav's bracha. When Rav heard that his bracha was fulfilled, he became upset at Rav Huna for not having answered the chayin lamar when he got that bracha. Tamidim asked Rav Elazar ben Shammua why he married a long life. He told him, I've never used the shul as a shortcut. I never stepped on the heads of the people, meaning by walking by them as they sat on the floor in the Beis Medrash, and I never said Birchas Kehanim without first making the bracha. Tamidim asked Rav Preda why he married a long life. He told him, I was always first one in the shul, and I never said Birchas Hamazon if there was a kayan who was there with me, and I never ate from meat from an animal that didn't have the required Kehanic gifts, the Matanis Kuna separated from it. We find Rabbi Yitzchak in the name of Rabbi Yechin and said it's also to eat from an animal whose gifts were not yet separated. In fact, we find that Rabbi Yechin and says the Talmud Chacham should recite the Birchas Hamazon before a Kohen was an Am Haaretz. So why didn't Rav Preda do that? Mar said Rav Preda was referring to a Kohen of equal status to himself.